It's now time for Locker Room Chat. I'm joined by Frankfort head football coach Nick Anderson after a 38-20 road win at Chase County. Coach, this was a team that you lost by a significant margin to last year. You come back and beat them by 3 scores. Your overall thoughts on the win?
Oh, very happy for our guys, and a great way to kick off the 2023 season with a good road win against a very well-coached football team. They weren't as experienced as they were last year, but they still got some nice pieces. So I was proud of how we handled the road trip and the heat, and overall pretty pleased on how we played in week one.
Yeah, and it's got to be especially pleasing to you for a team that didn't get to unfortunately play in a jamboree, but with all the heat going on and whatnot, how surprising was it for you guys to come out and play so well?
Oh, not really. We had a lot of guys coming back, obviously, with substantial amount of varsity experience. So, I expected us to play well, and the kids did that. He gave us a little trouble in the second half, had some cramping issues that kind of slowed us down a little bit and derailed us a little bit, especially offensively in the second half. But like I mentioned before, I thought our kids competed their tails off until the very end.
Here with Frankfort head football coach Nick Anderson. Coach, Wes was sensational. He went 22 for 28, 305 yards, 5 passing touchdowns. Your thoughts on his day?
I thought he played well, and, I expect him to play well. But, when he has a big day, it's because of the guys around him. And up front, we were pretty solid. I think he was only sacked one time. And he's got a plethora of skill guys that he can distribute the ball to. So when he has a good day, it's because 7 other guys are playing really well around him. And that's exactly what happened Friday.
And one of those skill guys that was able to do well was Carter Olson. He had 7 catches for 122 receiving yards, 3 scores. What was he doing so well with his route running?
Nothing particular. He's kind of got a knack to finding the open space and a nose for the ball. And him and Wes have a pretty good connection. And a lot of those yards were, he had a big 70-yard touchdown catch in the second quarter, but some of those other ones were just when the play broke down and Wes would get out of the pocket. Carter just has a knack and a way of knowing where to go at the right time, and those guys got a good thing going, and it leads to big days for both of them.
We'll step aside for a quick break. We'll come back with Coach Anderson in just a bit. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Frankfort head football coach Nick Anderson. And Coach, going back and revisiting your week one win against Chase County, you guys did a lot more of, you had a lot more success in the pass game than the run game. Was this something that was kind of planned, or is this kind of something you kind of adjusted to mid-game?
It's kind of how our team is built. I was pleased, we are, as far as the number of plays pass to run, we're about 50-50, and that's about right where we want to be. And we didn't have any big plays in the run game, but we ran it well enough to keep Chase County honest defensively, and then towards the end of the game in the fourth quarter, we were able to run it well enough to get some crucial first downs that kind of sealed the game for us.
And flipping the page to week two, Coach, you guys take on a Washington County team that had a good outing in week one, and they've been kind of a very consistent team in eight-man D1. What are some things that you know about them and you remember from the matchup last year?
Well, I know they got some good size up front. They're a little young in some of their skill positions, but Coach Strong's teams, play hard and are super physical, and we're expecting a downhill type of team to come play us on Friday night, and so we're really gonna have to ramp up our physicality in order to handle that. But we got a lot of team speed, and I'm hoping our team speed is kind of gives us an advantage Friday.
And, Coach, you talked about the experiences. I'm here with head coach Nick Anderson of the Frankfort Wildcats. Do you feel like your team has maybe a step up on some other teams with your experience that you don't have to maybe have to go back and circle and relearn some of the fundamentals? You guys are really solidly built in that area.
Yeah, I think so. You never want to go away from the things that make you successful, but having a veteran group is always nice, and you can move through some things a little bit faster than maybe with a young team. And the kids just feel a little bit more comfortable maybe doing some different things and a larger amount of things. And I think that's where we're at. I think our comfort level and our schemes offensively and defensively are greater than they were at any point last year. And I think that kind of showed week one.
Coach, I want to thank you for your time today. Really appreciate it. And best of luck on Friday against Washington County.
I appreciate it.
That was Frankfurt head coach Nick Anderson here on Locker Room Chat. It's been brought to you today by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and First National Bank of Frankfurt.